A father clutches his chest, brushing off the pain. "I'll call the doctor next week," he says. His son insists on an emergency appointment. The diagnosis arrives like a thunderclap. Quadruple bypass surgery needed immediately. The doctor's words hang in the air. Waiting even a few more days could have been fatal. 10 years later, that father still watches movies with his son, shares dinners, holds his grandson. One decision, one refusal to delay, preserved an entire future of moments. We call it procrastination, as if it's merely a quirk or personality flaw. But delay isn't always benign. It's the tax return that becomes a $2,348 penalty for a task requiring mere minutes. It's the chest pain that becomes a funeral. The gap between intention and action seems trivial until you calculate its true cost, not just in money or opportunities, but in relationships, health, and the irretrievable substance of our lives. Understanding why we postpone what matters most becomes the first step toward reclaiming time we can never recover.
Why do intelligent people sabotage their own success? Perfectionists delay not from laziness, but from fear, the terror that attempting something might expose inadequacy. They prepare endlessly, research obsessively, wait for conditions that never arrive. Behind this lurks a fixed mindset, the belief that abilities are carved in stone rather than cultivated through effort. Fear masquerades as prudence. We avoid the doctor, postpone difficult conversations, ignore government letters. Acknowledging a problem makes it real, demanding action we're not ready to take. We also fall for the fantasy of future you, that mythical version with boundless energy and iron discipline. This hot-cold empathy gap means we make promises for tomorrow that today's exhausted self can't keep. Our brains compound this through their architecture. The limbic system craves instant gratification, checking email, scrolling social media. The prefrontal cortex handles abstract reasoning about future benefits. The immediate always wins. After each interruption, regaining focus takes 23 minutes. Maintaining concentration becomes an act of rebellion against our own neural wiring.
Warren Buffett's advice cuts through modern complexity. List 25 goals, circle your top 5, then avoid the other 20 at all costs. This brutal prioritization contradicts cultural messages about keeping options open, yet creates genuine liberation. When everything matters, nothing does. Finding your 5 requires honest examination. Recall moments when you felt most alive, mentoring someone, launching a project, mastering a skill. Match these patterns to value words, accomplishment, creativity, connection, growth. Then test them through imagined conflicts, career advancement or work-life balance, financial security or creative fulfillment. Your choices reveal what truly matters. List 25 commitments demanding regular attention. Cut to 5 by matching each to your core values and assessing both excitement and consequence. If family ranks highest, coaching your child's team might trump additional work responsibilities. This focused approach provides a decision framework. When opportunities arise, you have clear criteria. Does this align with my 5 priorities? If not, decline it, regardless of appeal. This clarity eliminates the decision fatigue fueling procrastination. You're not constantly weighing options. You're following a predetermined path toward what genuinely matters. Annual goals feel distant. 12 months ahead means plenty of time to start later. Then suddenly a year vanishes with nothing accomplished. The solution is compression, quarterly SMART goals that create immediate urgency. Instead of improve fitness, commit to work out 30 minutes 3 days weekly by March 31st. Not save more money, but save $3,000 by June 30th through automatic $250 monthly transfers and dining out only twice weekly. Breaking your 5 priorities into 3-month milestones transforms distant dreams into immediate obligations. Writing a book becomes complete first draft of chapters 1 to 3, approximately 15,000 words, by March 31st. These concrete measurements make progress visible and failure undeniable.
Daily reviews, morning and evening, keep goals front of mind in perhaps 15 minutes, preventing drift that leads to wasted weeks. Celebrate quarterly wins regardless of size. This strategic reinforcement builds momentum for the next quarter. Keep a success journal, documenting progress, challenges overcome, lessons learned, providing perspective during difficult periods, and confidence that you can achieve what you set out to accomplish. Every yes costs you something: time with family, progress on goals, or necessary rest. This zero-sum reality makes saying no essential to preventing procrastination. You can't protect priorities while constantly accepting obligations that drain the resources those priorities demand. Be direct when declining. If you can't follow through, say so immediately. Explain your commitments without over-apologizing. Recommend alternatives, someone else who might help, or resources they could use. And positively while staying firm. Some obligations aren't negotiable: taxes, maintenance, administrative tasks. Connect these mandatory activities to your five core projects through strategic reframing. Hate dishes? If you value your marriage, view dishwashing as contributing to that relationship. Tedious paperwork supports financial independence. Exercise maintains health for family longevity. When new opportunities arise, evaluate systematically. Compare them to your five existing projects. Is this genuinely more important long-term? Examine why you want to replace a current project. Are you avoiding obstacles or just bored? If you still want it, identify what else to eliminate: social media, unnecessary meetings, low-value activities. Weekly planning protects time for your five core projects while preventing random tasks from creating overwhelm. It transforms chaotic to-do lists into focused action plans. Remember the professor's jar demonstration? Fill it with large rocks first, and pebbles fit between them. Add sand, and it fills remaining gaps. Reverse the order: fill with sand first, and the rocks never fit. Your most important projects are those rocks. Daily tasks are sand. Let sand fill your jar first, and your rocks, family, health, meaningful work, will never fit. Begin each weekly review with three questions. What are my personal obligations? What are my priority projects? How much time do I have? This reality check prevents overcommitment. Then apply the 80-20 rule. 80% of results come from 20% of efforts. Ask constantly, does this task help or hinder my five goals? Schedule your big rocks on a calendar in 30-60-minute increments. Block existing commitments first, then schedule high-priority tasks during peak energy hours. Most creative in the morning? Schedule writing or strategic planning then, leaving administrative tasks for afternoon. Batch similar tasks together, all emails in two daily sessions, all phone calls consecutively. Theme days take this further: Monday for strategic planning, Tuesday for client meetings, Wednesday for content creation. Even with perfect planning, procrastination strikes. Handle genuine emergencies immediately. Family crises, broken furnaces, chest pains, government letters, teacher calls. Ask, what's the worst case scenario if I ignore this? Combat procrastination with a 5-10-minute daily review, structuring your day and reinforcing priorities. What appointments are fixed? Which 80-20 tasks most impact long-term success? Identify your most important tasks, the 1-3 activities with biggest impact, and tackle them first thing. When disrupted, the Eisenhower matrix separates important tasks from distractions. Urgent and important, do first. Important but not urgent, schedule. Urgent but not important, delegate. Neither, delete. For challenging tasks, implement mini habits, goals impossibly simple to resist. Write one sentence, put on exercise clothes, make one sales call. The Pomodoro technique uses 25-minute sprints with 5-minute breaks. For large projects, the elephant habit tackles them in 5-15-minute daily increments: decluttering, packing, organizing. Small, consistent efforts accumulate without triggering overwhelm. Procrastination isn't a character flaw. It's a breakable pattern. You have the framework. Identify five core projects, set quarterly SMART goals, defend your weekly schedule, deploy daily strategies when resistance strikes. Implementation separates knowledge from transformation. Schedule priority setting this week. Commit to weekly reviews. Build daily habit stacks. Accept occasional failure. That's learning, not defeat. The gap between who you are and who you want to become closes one decision at a time. Stop reading. Start doing.